Versus Supernatural versus Bigfoot. And we just got done having three episodes with Heidi of Corvallis, Oregon, where we discussed her paranormal journey, her supernatural journey, and then her supernatural prequel, where we tried to capture stories from earlier in her life that she hadn't shared yet. And a theme throughout these is, what is paranormal? What is supernatural? Are they similar? And so I wanted to have an episode where it was just me, Bigfoot Eruption, talking about this. Paranormal, supernatural, Bigfoot. We heard what Heidi had to share. Now let's get into what Bigfoot Eruption has captured in its website on its journey for these questions. So the first thing that happened was, in the earlier years, the website was created in 2018, and pages like this were created called Supernatural. Now, where can the Supernatural section be found? Well, if you go to the Bigfoot Eruption website, there's a drop-down called Eruption Cave. That's the section with all the categories of what is Bigfoot. There's a button or tab for the homepage. This is now starting at the beginning. There's a homepage button, which takes you back to the homepage. Next to that is a tab that says USA. Within it, you can go to each region of the United States of America for Bigfoot-themed stuff, whether it be restaurants, motels, events, people, and so on. Next to that is a tab called Worldwide. Africa, Asia, Australia. We go through the whole world as best as we knew how, and those have their version of what I just explained for the United States, but worldwide, as best as we could find. And the goal is, and the goal was, if you're in one of these regions and you think we don't have a lot of information there, please share with Bigfoot Eruption. We will put in your cryptid reports. We will put in that you have a Bigfoot pub in New Zealand. Whatever. We'll put it in. We'll give you credit if you want credit. Next to the Worldwide tab is the map. Every location we find, not of a Bigfoot sighting, but of a Bigfoot themed location, again, like a restaurant, a store, a motel, that was our niche. Other people had already fully done the research thing. So I was interested in, where can we find Bigfoot themed stuff? When I was in the Air Force, we would travel across the country through Denver to get back to visit family in Oregon and Washington. I never knew there was a Bigfoot museum, a Bigfoot store, and some other Bigfoot-themed stuff in the Denver area. If I had known, I would have stopped. So this became a pet peeve. By the way, when you're driving down Highway 1 through the Redwoods, there's Bigfoot-themed merchandise everywhere. But you don't know it if you're on Highway 101. You have to get off onto Highway 1, and then you still may not see them. So, pet peeve, we did it. Then people started asking, well, what about real Bigfoot stuff? We said, that's not our niche. And when I say we, I mean me. Here's the truth. I say we because it makes the website and the staff here sound a whole lot bigger. So, if we found that this was pretty rewarding, tried to capture the whole world in this way. Not a lot of people chiming in. So we go to conventions and we ask people to share if they know of a Bigfoot-themed location. And that's fun, but still very slow going. By the way, we had another problem. Let's have an online store. Let's sell merchandise. Well, that didn't go viral. And so we still are trying to pay the bills. In fact, we just sent off our taxes. And for every year we've done this, we have lost money because we're not selling enough stuff. Well, the point was never to make money. The problem is you have to pay for the website. You have to pay for being an LLC. You have to pay for having BigfootEruption.com. So back to having a website. What I mean is the hosting service and the other fees. And then there's the gas and wear and tear on the car to go to a museum or a conference where I want to be like a reporter. And when I say I want to be, I mean we, because I can't get around to Georgia or Ohio for these other museums or conferences. And so far, people aren't sharing their information about what they've learned there. So if I can get to something local, I feel like I have to go. So we have a map, and it's supposed to have every Bigfoot-themed location. So if you're going through the Redwoods, you're going through Denver, you can put the zip code, you can put the local city, and the radius that you want, and it's pretty cool. If you're planning a trip, that's great. Now, our very first t-shirt for merchandise said Bigfoot Eruption, but around the crumbling shield that the Bigfoot and the logo phrase was in, on the top and on the bottom, it said these words, before you travel, know where you are going. Well, that meant don't be like what I did. Don't be like what we did. Don't be traveling across the country and not knowing what Bigfoot-themed locations are near your pathway. Yes, it's a very small niche, but for those that are interested, that's pretty cool. And I can't think of any other website that provides that. So if we went viral soon, that'd be good. Again, it's not about the money, but the more people that know, the more that they may consider it a cool brand. I want to be part of that. Buy a shirt, help pay the bills, and help keep the IRS from not being happy with us, as we're just trying to break even, really, so I can stop taking family money to pay for some of this stuff. Now, I know it sounds like a sob story when people talk that way, so I want to say I'm not begging, but I think what we're doing is pretty cool. And if people simply want to buy the shirts or other stuff, well, that's a fun way of you donating. So, at the same time, it's a cool hobby. I like doing it. We like doing it. Okay, so next to the map drop down, it says Contact the Eruption. That's a page where you can put in your information and send us an email. The problem is, we get lots of spam. Spam being what seems like junk mail. And there's so much of it. One Bigfoot author, or I should say cryptid author, told us once at a conference, they don't have a contact portion on their page anymore because of all the spam, all the junk emails. We totally get it. We want to get rid of it. But We want to feel like a legit information source and back and forth communication. So we put up with it for now. The problem is we might miss an email because it's hard to go through hundreds of junk email. So that would go in our page called Lessons Learned. Okay, next to contact the eruption is Eruption Cave. And we have categories: Creating Bigfoot RX, which is like saying Bigfoot Pharmacy. And under that section, we have Creating Bigfoot 1.0. That's the original information in Bigfoot Eruption that deals with the what and why and the how of Bigfoot. Theories, giants, Satan, fallen angels, supernatural, demons, aliens, apes, cursed, secret societies, old earth, new earth. Okay, what you're saying is, what does any of that have to do with Bigfoot? Well, we are spreading a broad net. We have found that we can tie Bigfoot to all of that. Now, most people don't want to go there. Some say, it's hard enough to understand Bigfoot just being an ape and we can't catch him. So why are we going to invite the other phenomena into this bubble? Why bring in all these other things we don't understand? Well, I want to say, because the dots connect to them. Some people have many experiences where they see a Bigfoot creature and then have a UFO sighting. Are they related? Maybe not, but we still have to take note of it. How about giants? Bigfoot creatures or Bigfoot people are really, really big. 8 feet tall, 6.5 feet tall, 10 feet tall, and they're really wide. Because even with an NBA basketball player, usually the taller you are, the wider you are. That's why the tallest of people can't run very fast, because everything else gets bigger and they're not as mobile, they're not as agile. Here's the strange thing. Bigfoot is quick and flexible like a rubber band. People say in their encounters that it looked unreal. It moved like a rubber band. It moved like a cartoon. It moved like it was unreal. It was so big and so flexible and so fast. And what's up with walking through the forest and you can't hear it? And then sometimes it crashes through like a tank and you can hear it. Lots of questions, lots of interesting things. You will find there aren't a lot of answers, which is in itself a clue. So we're covering all these areas. One problem is that made this website have so many pages that it became hard to manage. And that's why we created Evidence Eruption, where all of the Bigfoot evidence could start going. More information about the researchers, more information about history, Indian heritage, and all that. More of a specific location, which then made that turn into a resource we could link to in Bigfoot Eruption. Now that's a subsite of Bigfoot Eruption. So it looks like this. BigfootEruption.com/evidence-eruption. It's called a subsite. Alright. Then there's BigfootEruption.com/fallen-eruption. A place where there can be information where Bigfoot is the clue. But what's the other agendas? That's where we get more biblical, more paranormal, more spiritual, more supernatural, more into that kind of area. So now we have a Bigfoot website with everything. We have a Bigfoot website with just the Bigfoot stuff. And gets more specific about the anatomy, Indian heritage, and so on. And then a website where we can put the more spiritual stuff, the more dark stuff, connecting it biblically, So now we have the three. We have other subsites, but those are the three I'm talking about today. Each of these could have links back and forth to each other, and I'll show you what I mean. But first I'll tell you that also in the Eruption Cave drop-down menu, there's Bigfoot Eruption 1.0, which was, like I said, to represent this first site, which is the actual domain. That means it's the boss of the others. Below that is a link to creating Bigfoot 2.0. That takes you to the Evidence Eruption website, where there's topics of Indian heritage, Bigfoot science, Bigfoot behavior, and more. Below Bigfoot 2.0 is listed Bigfoot RX, or pharmacy, where I have topics, we have topics called Bigfoot in the Bible, Apocrypha. Of course, now that any new topics regarding to that will be where? Fallen Eruption. And then it's our job to take those new pages and link them back to this original page. Well, why do that? Because now we have other places with information. We are our own resource by creating these sub-websites. We are referencing basically ourselves as a resource. That creates more content and it creates more hits. It creates more views. My goal, our goal, is that people would bounce around. Every page has hyperlinks to other pages that relate to it. That could be a lot of hits. What does a lot of hits mean? It means we get out there more, the more people know about us, and they can share their content. They can share what's going on in their region. Fortunately, we have a point of contact in Central Washington, a point of contact here in Oregon, and we have a point of contact in Texas for some other things that aren't pertaining to Bigfoot, but still gets into what we're talking about in our other websites. We're slowly getting there with having contacts, and we love it. The problem is having the time. Right now, we are recording, trying to get a recording done to cover these topics for the series of podcasts we're doing, while no one else is needing me right now. So, as much as I want to write down an outline or rehearse this, I just had to get going. I just had to get talking and get this done. It's not a burden, but if I don't start recording, I don't know if it'll get done today. We've learned that people really want about 2 podcasts a week. And so after years of trying and waiting and failing, we just really are just going to go with this. Okay, so I shared to you about the Eruption Cave drop-down. It has the Creating Bigfoot categories, then podcast sites and blogs. That's where we're going to have information about other Bigfoot podcasts, other Bigfoot sites, and ours. Below that, daily timeline. Everything we do, we log in these timelines, one for each year, starting back in 2018. Those are really good reference for us, and I'm hoping that other people find it interesting. Maybe. It's kind of like showing how did this journey happen, and how does it, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, what happens? When we have failures, we put it in there. When we create a new page, we put it in there with a link. It really helps us. That's really what it does the most. I'm hoping that helps other people someday, especially if they're wanting to see our journey and what it's like to do a Bigfoot website or websites. Below that is Bigfoot Eruption, Join the Eruption. That's just more of an informational page of what Bigfoot Eruption is about. which means we did it right in the beginning when we didn't know what we were doing. And even though it doesn't seem that important now, that's some good history as our mission statement. We were really trying to do this right. We got a lawyer. We looked into the rules, the laws. Below that is the event calendar, where it's meant to know every Bigfoot-themed conference or museum exhibit opening in the world. It was a very difficult task. It's hard to keep up with it, but there are some good links there for knowing the events around the world, and specifically America, the United States of America. Below that, Eruption All-Stars. That's to give honor to anyone that helps, anyone that shares a story, anyone that shares a picture, trying to make you feel important, for you to feel ownership in the process, to take pride in it, to tell other people, to share more about your region. Let's make this a thing. We'll see. The people that really like this website really do like it. They've said so. Some of them are in the community and are well-known authors or do documentaries. Some of them have said, wow, love your website. So it's a really cool thing. And like I said, I don't think it's been done before. You wouldn't know from the amount of hits we're getting at the moment after these few years since 2018. But we keep at it, and the foundation is there. I say frequently, if India or some other large country wants to notice us and start buying merch, we could really do a lot. That reminds me, I was at a viewing, a premiere of a Bigfoot movie, and I told one of the main people afterwards, we got to meet them, and I said, what if we got together a group of people for funding to buy up the Bigfoot properties, the properties where there is common Bigfoot sightings frequently, buy it up so people don't, you know, build on the property, put homes all over it, but just keep an eye on it, watch over it. The residences that are there, use them as visiting centers, research. And the answer was, well, that would be really expensive. But just think, if we bought up all those properties. All right, so that was Eruption All-Stars. People I give credit to for their input. Below that is Bigfoot Eruption Sightings. If you're wearing a Bigfoot Eruption t-shirt, send us a picture. You'll go on that page. That's a really fun page. Hasn't fully caught on yet with the world. Hey, I'm on a website. Go check out Bigfoot Eruption. And in the search, put my name and you'll see me there. You know, that kind of thing. That's cool. Hasn't fully caught on. Next is The Watcher. It's supposed to be images shared of the feeling that Bigfoot is watching you. That's a fun page. Then Selfie Squatching. If you take a picture of yourself with anything Bigfoot, we'll put it in. See, we were really trying to get everyone to buy into the idea that they're sharing information. They're part of this. This brand is something they think is cool. They can be a part of it. They can help it grow. They can help with information. Below that, Eruption Design 101, which is all of our efforts for branding and design. It's a history for us, and again, hopefully history for others that care about what it was like in this process, building a website. Also, in putting images there, to us that means we lay claim to it, we did it first, and each page has a publishing date, and if I put in a new picture or something we've created, I can put the date with it. Is that legal enough? Will someone steal our idea? Anyway, it was our way of saying, hey, we had this idea. The next is Bigfoot bumper stickers, and that was super fun. It became boring because it was just us taking pictures in Oregon of people's bumper stickers. No one was really sharing. That could be cool. And finally, if I had a Bigfoot tattoo, one of the least awesome sections under the eruption cave categories, because there's hardly anything there. Not a very common thing, I guess. However, someone that won the TV show Survivor had a Bigfoot tattoo. But I leave it there. We try to leave the content we create because we're creators of content, and it's kind of like your child. And it shows we're trying. But hey, if you have a Bigfoot tattoo, you can share it with us. So that's under the Eruption Cave. Next to that is Eruption Shops. We have two of them. One, the Bigfoot stuff we create locally, and then the fulfillment shop that'll send it to you directly. These are reasons why we became an LLC. And it turns out we didn't have to be an LLC, a limited liability company, which protects you from liability. When you make as little as we make, again, that's a problem when you do your taxes. It turns out we could have been a hobby. So the lesson here is, when you're asking your lawyer all the questions, there's going to be questions you don't know to ask, and you just got to hope for the best. We didn't know to ask that. We think that the lawyer was thinking we were going to be making a lot of money. So this podcast may help with that. Finally, next to that is the current timeline. So it's easy to get to the timeline of what we're doing on a daily basis. If you go back under the Eruption Cave, you go down the daily timeline main page is there, which has every year. But the current year will be up on the far right hand currently of all these subjects that are drop downs on the home page. Okay, let's get to the supernatural. So the supernatural page, if I go to the Eruption Cave drop down to the Creating Bigfoot section, Creating Bigfoot 1.0, I go over to theories, down to giants, down to Satan, down to fallen angels, down to supernatural, whereas paranormal. Interesting that we chose to put paranormal as a subcategory in supernatural. Hey, we're learning, things change. Should it have been its own mega category? I don't know. But in our research, we're finding paranormal and supernatural do have similarities. Is supernatural the boss of paranormal? I don't know. We don't know. Is paranormal the boss of supernatural? Definitely not. So this actually works. So the categories under supernatural are supernatural introduction, then secrets of the supernatural, then angelic, including a podcast library of angelic type podcasts, which means you can learn about the topic. Then below that is finally paranormal. First, let's see what the supernatural main page says. There's links to all these categories. Supernatural introduction, secrets of the supernatural, angelic. There's even a section for Sid Roth, who has a lot of paranormal, supernatural content. Then the Confessionals podcast. It's basically a link. You go there. Every episode is paranormal weird stuff. Often Bigfoot. Often spiritual. It can get biblical. Dots connecting. Then below that is paranormal. Then it says this. When people have Bigfoot encounters, they experience a fear that is beyond reason. Military veterans and experienced hunters lose control of their bladders when they have a Bigfoot experience. Quite often this happens. This is an amazing fear response. Some suffer from post-traumatic distress disorder after an encounter. On podcasts like Sasquatch Chronicles and the Confessionals podcast, they get so many shared encounters that have a repeated theme in their results. The resulting experience is unexplainable, unlike encountering a bear or cougar. Something we at Bigfoot Eruption like to remind people is that Bigfoot fears the name of Jesus Christ. Countless encounters reports state this. Why? Woo. Then there's a link to Bigfoot Eruption theories, which gets into even the question that was just proposed in this Supernatural main page. Okay, about the name of Jesus scaring Bigfoot, there are accounts, including from our Oregon contact, where the name of Jesus does not scare Bigfoot, but but they have an admiration for Jesus. So, that would mean some are more of a demonic influence, and that would mean that is why they were afraid of the name Jesus Christ. So when we did this page in probably 2018, we're actually learning a lot as we do this. And so we were probably assuming that every Bigfoot was afraid of the name of Jesus. That shows how far we've come. We've learned so much since then. No, some are not afraid of the name of Jesus. But if one is harassing you or threatening your life, then they're not the good ones. They're the bad ones. And in all the podcasts we will do, and in all the pages of the Bigfoot Eruption websites, you'll see a constant comparison of why some are evil and why some are not. Okay, so let's see what the paranormal page says. So just click on the paranormal link, and it will go to the paranormal page in Bigfoot Eruption. Topics include paranormal Bigfoot and the paranormal page, which is new, from the Fallen Eruption site, which has more updated information. So it goes on to say, this page was published in 2020. We have noticed that we either need to delete some of it or add notes. We are choosing to retain the original content because, who knows, it might be accurate. And then we'll add updated notes as we learn more. Sometimes this will lead to links to new pages we created for the extra content. Now on to the original content of the page from 2020. The definition when comparing supernatural versus paranormal is actually complicated, at least to us. Easier if you take them one at a time. Paranormal is what can't be explained with normal thought processes and is not related to supernatural. See, this is hard. 2025 note. Then why did we put paranormal as a subtopic of supernatural? 2025 note. Paranormal is what science can't prove, but might prove someday. Supernatural is what science can't prove, and never will prove, nor do they want to prove it. Paranormal is like ghosts, hard to explain, and can be said that is not related to God. Now, that idea will lead into a thought. Is paranormal evil and supernatural good? Another note from the year 2025. You see, instead of deleting other content, we're just trying to add to it. These years later, we can't say that ghosts are related to God. It is clear that there are different types of ghosts. Click this new page to learn more. And the link for a new page for that isn't there yet. Pending. But that's what this website is. That's what it's all about. It's like a living and breathing thing. We're adding to it. If you don't like a page, it's because it's not done yet. No page in this site is ever done. Always adding to it. And you can add to it also. It goes on to list some topics. Heaven, angels, miracles are supernatural. Let's ask the pros. So then I link to Wikipedia, the category paranormal, also the Oxford Dictionary. Now, you shouldn't really trust any source, but glean what you can from a lot of sources. I said experts or professionals, who knows? I know you have to prove yourself or something to be able to put stuff into Wikipedia. There is bias, I'm sure. And be careful. But for us, Wikipedia was a good place to start. Some would joke about that. Oh, it's Wikipedia. Hey, it was something. The point is, there's more information. What does Wikipedia say about paranormal? And there's a link to it. Same with a link to the Oxford Dictionary, what it says. So we're building the foundation of paranormal. The Oxford Dictionary says, denoting events or phenomena such as telekinesis or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding. But get this, telekinesis, which I think is communicating in ways that we don't normally communicate, and same with clairvoyance, which reminds me those should be categories, probably in fallen eruption, that we can link back to this page to further help people understand what those are. But guess what those are? Those are actually science that we don't understand yet. Can we understand telekinesis someday? Yeah, probably. Okay, so that's paranormal for now. When we understand it, it won't be paranormal anymore. It'll be science. Will telekinesis be supernatural? No, because it's something we can understand someday. So I think we're getting closer to understanding the difference between paranormal and supernatural. The page continues with another note from 2025. Can't really trust certain media for balanced definitions without agenda, but for the sake of content and knowing definitions made by others, we linked to the above links. The hope is that it gives us a basic place to start, which I already told you, which means I should have just kept reading the page. Is it as easy as saying that supernatural is of God and paranormal is of Satan? Feel free to help us out. 2025 note. Really? Well, as we look at it again, this is a handy way to differentiate. The hard part is that if paranormal is based on that understanding, once understood, it could be hard science, and if not, then by faith, it is then categorized into supernatural? Pending new page for this idea. Supernatural supposedly exists, where paranormal is less likely. Okay, that contradicts what I just said. We just found a place where we need to edit that, but didn't. Instead, we do another note from 2025. No, isn't that backwards? Again, we may understand paranormal someday as science accepts it, but science would never accept the spiritual, thus not accepting the supernatural. Also, the agenda of science would never want to prove a creator. Those that acquire the faith to believe spiritually accept the supernatural as miracles on high. Again, this feeds into the argument that faith and supernatural equal of God, period, where the paranormal is still in the quandary of potential deception. Then we give a Wikipedia link for supernatural. That was a pretty cool page. And it was the main page for the paranormal category. Okay, but what's next? Well, there is more. We need to get to the fallen eruption page for the supernatural. Okay, so we're going to stay in the Bigfoot eruption main domain and go to the page Paranormal Bigfoot. At the top, it says back to the paranormal main page. See, a link to go back and forth. Meant to be a negative term at those that believe something else is going on with Bigfoot, the woo has become the definition of these believers and the belief of a paranormal Bigfoot connection. A podcast inspired us to create this page. By Bigfoot Crossroads, Episode 86, A Flash of Beauty, Paranormal Bigfoot. So that is the Bigfoot Crossroads podcast interviewing the creator of the Paranormal Bigfoot edition of A Flash of Beauty, a series of Bigfoot documentaries. Totally amazing. Heidi even referenced it in a previous episode. I love it. I even met them at Squatch Fest in Kelso, also known as Longview, Washington. They call it Kelso Longview when it's pertaining to this Squatch Fest conference. And I met them. They're really nice. They signed my poster. I bought their poster. Yay. They were really nice. Amazing. So I recommend this podcast. And if you come to this page, you can just click on the link. Bigfoot Crossroads, Episode 86, A Flash of Beauty, Paranormal Bigfoot. Okay. We believe that the woo is just science that has not been discovered yet by most humans. James Bobo Fay said that he has to purse Bigfoot with science and not woo. Otherwise, the science community would dismiss Bigfoot. He said once science discovers Bigfoot to be true, then the woo will come out in the wash. See this podcast. Episode 566, Bobo's Marvelous Adventures by the Confessionals Podcast. Again, click the link and you can listen to it. It's really good. Note, as of October 2023, we do not have access to our subsite, Evidence Eruption. Okay, that was an administrative problem and we had to call our Bluehost web provider. It's basically saying the content is being moved to another part of the website for now. So we say that October problem of 2023 was resolved. Okay, for our own sake, for historic knowledge, and again, if it helps someone else know our process, and at the time it would have helped because of problem getting to certain parts of the website, they would have known. Now it doesn't matter, but we leave it there. Sasquatch Chronicles, episode 1139. How do you know you were really there? This podcast, which happens in North Carolina, involves an Indian reservation. Super creepy, but it gets paranormal. And that's why we list it here in this Paranormal Bigfoot section. We should probably create a Sasquatch podcast library page just for Paranormal Bigfoot stuff. But if you think about it, in every Bigfoot podcast, it gets kind of paranormal. We already try to have what's called a Sasquatch podcast library for every state of the United States in the Bigfoot Eruption website, where when we hear a podcast from Oregon, Washington, Alabama, Louisiana, whatever, we go to that state, we put it in that library. And then you can go there and click the link of the region you take the most pride in or the region you're curious about on any given day. And again, I think that's something no one else provides. We think it's cool. I look forward to the day when somebody says, hey, it was so awesome. I went and found the Sasquatch podcast library in Bigfoot Eruption for Georgia. And I listened to all the episodes that Bigfoot Eruption had found, whether it be Bigfoot Crossroads, Sasquatch Chronicles, the Confessionals podcast, Blurry Creatures. We're excited when we hear an episode and they differentiate what state it happened in, and boom, we know we have content. That's just how we think. Well, anyway, half of this episode is the paranormal encounters by this person. And then in the second half, he has a paranormal Bigfoot encounter. So, paranormal and creepy. We had to listen to this twice, and then we understood the big wow of these experiences. In listening, the second time, we had a thought. Paranormal is what we know as best as we can. But supernatural is that thing happening. Wow, that's really deep. Paranormal is what we know as best we can. But supernatural is that thing happening. We will think about that. This is a note from 2025. The original entry above was 2023. Okay, we're still thinking about that. We'll get back to that. We'll create content for that idea. And I know everyone that's listening probably forgot already what I just said. That's how deep it was. Paranormal is what we know as best we can, because we're only human. We're trying. But supernatural is that thing happening. In other words, if we knew what ghosts were, would we then say it was supernatural? Or is supernatural just things of God? But some ghosts, like the Holy Ghost, is of God, which means the term ghost probably has a lot of different variations, some good, some bad. We don't know yet. So that's the end of the page called Paranormal Bigfoot. Obviously, that page could have a lot more on it. Like I said, all pages, none of them are finished, never will be. We just keep adding to them. We should be finishing up soon. And I apologize if I shouldn't have been talking so much about how the Bigfoot Eruption website works as far as drop-down menus and so on. Hope that wasn't too boring. I wanted to get to that eventually. It's a big part of how this works. So, we clicked from the paranormal main page in Bigfoot Eruption to the paranormal page in Fallen Eruption, a subsite created for this very thing. On it, it says back to questions main page, and it's linked because we have a questions page. And at the time, this idea of what is paranormal was a question. Also on here, we should say back to paranormal main page, Bigfoot Eruption. See how you can jump around? We created our own content. Paranormal is what can't be explained right now, but might be explained someday. Okay, this is the newer page than those others, so we could take this as a summary. However, we do make some cool comparisons. Then what is supernatural? It is said that it is what can't be explained now, nor ever. Like how you can't fully explain God, but requires faith. Note, a God you can understand isn't much of a God. What is paranormal and why? So, things that we might be able to explain someday would be paranormal. That's what we're saying. Ghosts. Actually, it is hard to imagine ever understanding the ghost phenomenon. Biblical and witness testimony can help put the pieces together, but is about as elusive as Bigfoot. Probably more elusive. Could be a great deception. Something that we're never going to understand. That has enough fear involved. Fear that doesn't go unquenched. And therefore some evil. I mean, if you ever met a really nice ghost that cared, sure. Maybe God allowed that person from heaven or something to help you. Sure, someday we'll know. But usually there's so much fear with ghosts. Check this out. How often does a ghost say, "Do not be afraid"? No, angels say that. Angels? Supernatural. Ghosts? Probably paranormal. Hey, we could be wrong. And then we actually have a link to a page we created on ghosts. Okay, we'll save that for another time. Next in this list of comparing, UFOs. Might be able to explain it someday. And hey, we'll say, UFOs is some amazing technology. Therefore, paranormal, probably not supernatural. It goes on to say, actually, comma, seems very scientific. Paranormal is science that we cannot explain yet. Leadership has allowed new information, but only so much, which is suspicious. Meaning the information the government's letting out. Hey, thanks, guys. I'm not saying I'm not grateful, but it is suspicious when there's some information and seems like there's a lot left out. Next, aliens. Might be able to explain it someday. Wanting dominion over humankind seems extremely likely. Thus, might be able to explain it someday. Wanting dominion over humankind seems extremely likely. Thus, the abduction program. Seems to tie into the introduction of the Antichrist. For more on that, Timothy Alberino has lots of content on that. The Blurry Creatures podcast talks about that frequently. The Confessionals podcast talks about that frequently. Next, portals. Might be able to explain it someday. actually seems very scientific. It has been surfacing more lately as of January 2025. Perhaps this info is being leaked by the masterminds. Shadow people. Might be able to explain it someday. Reports from Indian heritage and government usage. Hey, if the government's using it, it's likely scientific knowledge. Indian heritage talking about it? Okay, that's probably getting more spiritual. So maybe shadow people is both paranormal and supernatural. By the way, in one definition of supernatural, we were looking for synonyms. Paranormal was one of them. So we looked at paranormal for synonyms. Supernatural was one of them. So either they're misleading us, it's possible they don't want us to know the difference. And most people would say, well, who cares? No, we say, that's really interesting. We say, what if that's a clue? What if we can understand better? Next, we mention the topic Bigfoot. Might be able to explain it someday. It seems, however, that the powers that be have mastered this not fully coming to the surface. No, what you saw was a bear, for example. Hey, if you're all terrorized because you saw Bigfoot creatures and the authority, whoever the authority is, tells you, no, what you saw is a bear, okay, agenda. That could be a very good person wanting to protect the Bigfoot people that live in their national forest, and they don't want it to get out to the news sources. That's very possible, but that's still an agenda. Dogman. Might be able to explain it someday. Hard for some of the Bigfoot community to accept, but there's a lot of data on it, actually. Okay, Dogman, I think it's very spiritual in an evil way. Okay, so there we just crossed over from paranormal into supernatural, saying maybe both can be evil, but we do think supernatural is mostly good. Okay, so we just identified something we need to research more. That means more content soon. By the way, Dogman is a usually upright walking creature that resembles how an upright person walks, only in this case can go down to all fours, but looks mostly human-ish, monster-ish human with a head that looks more dog. Some call it werewolf. Bigfoot seems to be afraid of it, but one report said Bigfoot likes beating up on him. See, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, you hear a lot of interesting things. Next, shape-shifting, which Dogman could be, or at least some of them. Shape-shifting. Might be able to explain it someday. Actually seems very spiritual or spiritual science. Luciferian science. Paranormal is science that we cannot explain yet. So, in sharing about shape-shifting, I kind of said some things I said about Dogman, which kind of points back to it as being maybe a connection. Finally, we say, in the Confessionals podcast episode at the 11-minute mark, Tony, who is Tony Merkel, the host, makes a comment about the paranormal being defined as supernatural. Whoa, ding, ding, ding. Okay, see what we forget after some years go by? We need to check that out. And that podcast is called Disclosures, Dark Deception by the Confessionals podcast. And the link for that is right here. Okay, let's finish up for today. We hope that we've given some insight into our quest for the paranormal versus supernatural versus Bigfoot. There's so much more to share, actually. But we covered the main pages in our websites that will be only the beginning, really, as we continue to add content.